Diego, that is you, you were suggesting that we have this nice little, you know, sort of, what do you want to call it? Interstitial number. I'll let you explain it.
Sure. So what ended up happening was, originally, Ladies in Drag, I had put it right at the end of the, what we consider now the A side of the record, because we were building it for vinyl too, so we had to keep that in mind. And actually, if you overlay the very last note of Ladies in Drag with the very first beat of Hijink Samba, they actually play together, which is what the way it was made. I was listening to the record in my car and kept feeling that there was something that needed to bring it together. And it was a Friday night, and most of the songs were already done, and it was like, oh, okay, let's write something. So I grabbed every instrument that I had, and I went to my garage. I have a drum set, and I started recording pieces of it and things like that, and put it all together. And Jean Morrison, who played percussion all over the record too, she's playing like these little cuecas and shakers, and you know. And then we just dropped some bass and piano parts and whatever, and it was a lot of fun.
I felt like it was a present to me because it was completely, we never discussed it really. It was just kind of then out of nowhere, there was an extra song on the album. And so I kind of, to me, it felt like a little present Diego had made. And calling it the Hijink Samba, it's like, it makes such a nice little like theme song for me. And I think I'll be using it from now on, like to enter stages and enter performances and stuff.
Yeah, you mentioned it and I said, oh, that sounds great. Let's have that in there. But now, you know, we've been using it for the concert as our bookends to the show, and it just works.
I love it. I was so excited. I was watching the show,
and it's
like,
a lot of fun to
play
too.
It was really cool.